Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents New England Bound, Slavery and Colonization in Early America, by Wendy Warren, narrated by Elizabeth Wiley. When the thought of New England is regarded not from a New England or even from an American point of view, but is seen as what in truth it was, a part and an important part of the whole thought of the 17th century, exemplifying the essential characteristics and struggling with the most importunate problems of the epoch, then and only then can both the provincial and European scene be illuminated. Perry Miller, The New England Mind, the 17th Century. Introduction. The Cause of Her Grief. For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 20. This is a book about two of history's most violent enterprises, slavery and colonization. Both of these problems, of course, continue to afflict the world, but in the centuries following the Columbian discovery, they were among its most prevalent features. Between the 16th and 19th centuries, a period that roughly coincides with the colonial periods of North and South America, nearly 13 million Africans were enslaved and shipped west across the Atlantic, while 2 to 4 million Native Americans were enslaved and traded by European colonists in the Americas. In fact, though, this pairing was no coincidence. Slavery and colonization went